Former actress Somi Ali, who is known best for her retro films like Yaar Gaddar and Andolan, took to her social media account and shared a long video in which she alleged singer Sonu Nigam committed fraud with her, and taking to her Instagram account, Soni penned a long caption and a long video message for her fans in which she spoke about getting duped while referring to Sonu Nigam. She captioned the post, "This is what people are and how they take advantage of you. At Sonu Nigam official, then he makes videos of others who treated him poorly. I am shell-shocked is and would be an understatement. I had the utmost respect for this person. Judge a book by its cover, people. At least this one. Because trust me, I was duped and how is unimaginable. I am still in disbelief. Oh, by the way, this man who played me is Sonu Nigam. Be wary. He likes to make videos poor him and how he was used and abused. These kind of people are sociopaths. I still love his songs though. Just didn't expect him to stoop down to a sewage level," she concluded. In the video message she said, "So, a couple of years ago, I started a little talk show and I interviewed a couple of people and I won't name the people, but one of the persons that was on that talk show spoke very intellectually and he shared a lot of wisdom and I was literally bewildered and in awe of everything that he was saying. And I genuinely believed that he was someone that he believed in what he was preaching," Somi continued. "Of course, later I came to know that when I tried to reach out to him for his benefit, for him to get some sort of project in London, he totally dismissed my texts or my WhatsApp messages or whatever. So then I realized, I thought about it, kept thinking about it. I was like, he was very eager and keen to come on the show, didn't charge us anything because we couldn't afford to pay anyone to be on the talk show. It was a small talk show and we had just started off, we didn't have any sponsors and later on, I realized that this gentleman, actually someone I highly respect where it comes to their craft. This gentleman came on the show with a purpose and the purpose was to get back at someone that I was affiliated with in Mumbai back when I was from 16 to 24. Believe I came back to the US when I was 25. So I realized that the only reason that he came on the show was to prove to that gentleman that, look, I am on your EXS show." And then once that chapter closed, when I tried to offer him an opportunity for him and it was a big opportunity, it was a BBC documentary or something to do with Discovery, he refused to communicate with me. And I tried 3 times and because I wasn't getting anything out of it, I was giving him an opportunity and I tried to, I left voice notes in Hindi, in Urdu, in English, any language that I know, but this person kept ignoring me. Then it occurred to me that why would you not respond to someone who is actually trying to get you a project, with BBC, which is pretty huge. And I learned a valuable lesson that I had been had. Now, I have been had as a slang in America for that. I have been duped and fooled. And, typically I don't suffer fools, but, you know, no matter what age we are, either if we're children or young adults, adolescents, in our middle age, or elderly people, it doesn't matter because I think what we do is we assume that the person that we're trusting and trying to help with our goodness is going to reciprocate in the same manner. But this gentleman completely did the opposite and completely disappeared. And I was really taken aback by that why is this happening? Why do people do that? So here's the thing. The reason I am telling you this is that you are going to meet a lot of people in life and I am just, look, I don't know any better than you do. And you don't know any better than I do. So you can be easily fooled and I can be easily fooled. I have been fooled many times, even at this age. So the point is that when someone does this to you, the best thing to do is cut them out of your life immediately. Do not reciprocate, do not chase them, do not send them text messages, do not ask them, what did I do wrong? Because you didn't do anything wrong. It's all on them. This is a reflection of their character, that how they're behaving towards you, and then that person all of a sudden is a chameleon, Somi concluded.